It's not just music, it's your way of life. How you live, live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
16 minutes now after one, we're into the second hour of the program with me, Nayelu Pondo, and we're live. This is live until 3 o'clock, whereupon we'll be handing over to Mkuma Mashaya. We'll be taking over with the mayor and the driver. Right now, we're talking about cancer. Don't be afraid. Don't be a coward. We've got solutions for you. We do have Mr. Simpiwe Javu, who's going to be talking to us about just that prevention and early detection. Now, we have been told by the experts, while not all cancers are preventable, many cases can be reduced through healthy choices and early detection. So today, we'll explore how lifestyle changes and regular screenings can be life-saving tools. Joining us on the line is Mr. Simpiwe Javu. Good afternoon to you, sir. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us again.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having us on the radio.
Thank you very much, sir. What are some practical ways to reduce the risk of developing cancer?
Well, the most practical ways are lifestyle choices. So things like avoid smoking. People try to balance their diet by eating food-rich fruits and veggies. Regular exercises, which are recommended to be 3 to 5 days a week. In case of skin cancer, people are advised to wear sunscreen and wear protective clothing on the skins that is being exposed to the sun.
Right, right.
Also, we encourage people to limit the intake of alcohol. And we encourage people to do regular checkups.
Okay, that's fair. But then there are these ideas that people have planted in our minds that people who are melanated are less likely to have the need for sunscreen. Almost to suggest that our melanin is our natural innate sunscreen. Is that true?
No, that is not true. We have found cases where we've got with melanin being exposed to skin cancer, although it is more prone to be on people with less melanin.
Right. Okay. So how does the diet and exercise influence cancer prevention?
Well, the studies have shown that exercising helps prevent the rapid replication of cancer cells. So we know that cancer is caused by the replication of cancer cells, which end up forming a tumor. So the exercise helps reduce the chances of you. So when it comes to diet, we encourage people to eat food. Fruits and veggies.
Right. So what are these foods again? You highlighted some types of vegetables. Just point them out for us, please.
Well, it will have to be your green vegetables, right. Your cabbage, your spinach. And those are the most encouraged foods to eat.
Right.
Because, yes.
So in South Africa, a couple of years back, over 20 years, more than 20 years ago, there was a time when we have a Minister of Health. It just popped into my head as you're speaking right now. Minister Mando Shawalalam Simang, who was encouraging the use of vegetables as a tool to increase our immune system and boost our immune system. And she ended up being ostracized and mocked, called the African potato minister. I'm hearing you suggesting that we must also use these vegetables. Don't we run the risk of being mocked for suggesting that people should eat these vegetables as opposed to actual chemicals and vitamins and pills, things like those? Just address that for me.
Well, we are not promoting that people must not take their medication. That's
right,
one.
Right.
That's a preventative measure. We encourage people to eat healthy.
Right.
And when it comes to Dr. Mando Shawalalam Simang, it was in relation to having to hand out ARVs to people for HIV, and then in turn, didn't want to issue the tablets back then.
Right.
But we do offer people medication.
Right.
And however, this is just a preventative measure.
I hear you. Let's talk about now the screening and self-examinations. What screenings and self-exams should be done regularly?
Well, we've got a couple of them, but for the purpose of this conversation, I'll just stick to a few. So we have something called a lump. So it happens in breast for women. So women, for them to self-examine, they have to rub and massage their breast. So it is recommended that they do that at home and they do it on a monthly basis during their period of cycle.
Right.
So for men, we say because of the testicles and the prostate and the lump is always there, and we also encourage them to palpate themselves to feel for any irregular lumps. And then we must report to the nearest healthcare professional. We also have pap smears that are being conducted in our local clinic. They are free of charge and they are offered to women between ages of 20 to 29.
Right.
And which is recommended to be done annually. And then from 30 upwards, and recommended to be done on a 3-year basis. However, this is not cast on stone. So every individual has got their risk profiles. So this is not for everyone, but this is how it is recommended. So for we've got the monster that's coming up, just not talked about it often, which is colon cancer. So it is the most, it's the second diagnosed cancer in males and third most diagnosed cancer in females. So we encourage people also to monitor their stools. The stools mustn't have blood. When they have diarrhea that is not stopping for over a week, the constipation that is not being relieved by medication, unexplained weight loss, and pain around the waist area or the lower abdominal things. So we encourage those people to go for screening and self-examination support.
Sorry, doctor. I'm not quite sure I heard you well. And you just be a bit clear. You're saying men and women must touch themselves where?
Well, for women, it will be on the breast. Although men can also get breast cancer, we encourage, but it is more on women.
There you go again. You're saying men can have breast cancer?
Yes, men can do have breast cancer. There are statistics and the men who have been on chemo for breast cancer.
But men don't have breasts. I'm lost. Men don't have breasts. How can a man have breast cancer if you don't have a breast?
There is something called a duct. It is something on your breast. It's called a duct. So that's where the tumor forms. So it happens both on men. Although a man's duct is very small, a woman's duct is very huge. So a man can also have, because it forms in the duct and then it forms a tumor.
Okay.
And then it becomes cancerous.
All right. Look, we are on daytime radio and family radio. I have a lot of questions now. I don't imagine that would be okay for family radio. So let's move on. So can individuals take charge of their health? And how do they do that in order for them to advocate for their early testing? You know, taking charge of your own health.
Well, we encourage people to know they are normal. So if you see that your body is now responding in a way that you do not understand, then you have to seek for health advice. So we encourage people to do that as early as possible. Earlier, as I mentioned, prostate and testicular cancer. We encourage people to, especially men, to take care of their health by doing regular checkups, by going on for their annual checkups, and then to get themselves tested and then get immediate health treatment if possible, if needed.
You know, as Africans, we have a lot of myths. Oh, goodness gracious, a lot of myths. Let's talk about those as we close. What myths are about cancer out there? Prevention and all of that. What myths about cancer prevention need to be corrected? And every other myth, for that matter.
Well, we've got a challenge in the population cancer registry where there are cases where people get diagnosed with cancer. And then we base it on their religion and faith or whatever it is. They believe that cancer is witchcraft. So we like to dismiss that as a myth. Cancer is a disease. It happens to everyone. No one can. It's not even infectious. So you cannot even get it from anyone. The other myth is that people believe that it happens to older people. Studies show that cancer happens even to younger individuals. We even have cancer for kids, childhood cancers. So other people believe that it is caused by eating sugar, which is a myth as well.
Absolutely.
And other people believe it is always inherited. It is not always inherited. Some cancers are inherited, but some cancers are lifestyle choices related.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then the one myth about remission and the actual situation of a cancer. Some people say cancer never dies. It just goes into remission up until it's activated by something. Just correct that or bust that myth if it is a myth or verify it if it is true.
There are people called cancer survivors. These are people who are in remission and have been in remission for years. All one has to do is to check up with their oncologist after the treatment has been completed to do those follow-up checks and monitor if there are any remissions. There are cases where cancer will come back. But in most cases, when you follow the doctor's orders, cancers, when it's in remission, it can be in remission for many years, and even up until you die.
So you're saying it's true, cancer never dies, it just keeps quiet?
No, it dies. It's in remission. It means it's no longer in your body.
Okay.
It means the tumor has been, the cancer cells have been killed.
Okay.
But it does not take away the potential of it coming back again.
Right.
It may
right.
come back at another area, but yeah.
So I ask this as a personal testimony. My son, who is now 10 years, turning 10. Yeah, he's turning 10 this year. At the age of 2, he was diagnosed with lymphoblastic lymphoma, and he had to go through an operation. He's got a big, a huge scar at his back. So you'll understand why I keep on asking questions about this, because he's been in remission, we've been told, for a number of years now. What, 5 years? I'm hoping that's going to be a permanent derangement. It's never going to come back. So if the cancer cells have all been destroyed and killed, it's never coming back, correct?
Yes, there's a possibility, high possibility that it will never come back. And if it does come back, because it's a childhood cancer, it might come back maybe in adulthood as a different cancer, but that is not a guarantee. So it might be permanent, and you'll just have to follow up on his checkups and see his oncologist for further information.
Got it. Thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate your time and your insights. Really appreciate you giving us your time. Have a wonderful day further.
Thank you. Same to you and your listeners as well.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Mpiwe Javu talking to us about cancer prevention and screening, something very important for you as a grown man or a grown woman to take care of your health. Nobody's going to take care of your health for you, and particularly those exams. If you don't have a life partner, a wife, or a husband, you may very well go to the mirror and examine yourself.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.